Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Well, feeder cattle and deferred live cattle contracts put in a good showing yesterday as the cyber attack is basically history except now for the cleanup. The after effects will be getting slaughter numbers caught up to minimize a backlog. Feeder cattle found support from falling grain prices yesterday, and cash did not change Friday and really was not expected to. Southern trade mostly $119 to $120, which is mostly steady with what we had last week. Hogs recorded another impressive day with June and October through May contracts posting new highs. Hog futures are back above nearby cattle contracts again, a place where they seldom have been. Packers were again aggressive, purchasing a substantial number of hogs yesterday, but at slightly lower prices with the national direct price down 20 cents. Continued strength of cutouts and the indication that supplies may tighten has traders ready and willing to purchase futures. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat is 7 cents higher early today with virtually no rain in this morning's weather map and mostly light amounts in the 7-day forecast for the southwestern U.S. plains, aside from the heavy rains expected for Louisiana and eastern Texas. Yesterday's U.S. drought monitor did show a soil moisture improvements in parts of the southwestern U.S. plains, but we still have chronic issues of drought in the Pacific Northwest and the Dakotas. July corn is trading 13 cents higher early today. December corn's up 14 cents, with forecasted rain amounts mainly benefiting the eastern corn belt. There are heavier rain amounts in the 6 to 10 day period for eastern North Dakota and Minnesota, but lighter amounts would generally prevail in the western corn belt and more moderate amounts in the eastern corn belt. July soybeans trading up about 16.5 cents early today, with support from July soybean oil trading up about 73 cents. Trading in the month of May has become more volatile from day to day, but July and November soybeans have stayed consistent in their uptrends. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close, July live cattle down 35, 116.77. August down 72, 118.52. August feeder cattle up 62, 152.95. September up 70 cents, 155.50. And June hogs up $1.12, 119.37. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July down 9.5, 624 and a quarter. September down 9.5 yesterday, 632 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, July down 11 and a quarter, 676 and a quarter. September down 11 and three quarters at 680 and three quarters. July corn's down 13 cents, 662. September down 11 cents at 582 and a quarter. July soybeans down 13 and a quarter at 1549 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.